سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. الحمد لله. We praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah through whom you demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib, a watcher over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His messenger has achieved the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du, certainly the most truthful speech is the book of Allah, and the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen, and every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a strain, and every strain is in the hellfire. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called us and advised us in His Quran, as He says, after I say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us, يا أيها الذين آمنوا عليكم أنفسكم لا يضركم من ضل إذا اهتديتم إلى الله مرجعكم جميعا فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us in this verse, O you who believe, I command you to concern yourselves with yourselves. Those who go astray cannot harm you so long as you have been guided. To Allah is your return, and He will inform you of that which you used to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse is calling the believers to concern themselves and not to worry at all about those who have gone astray, because they cannot harm us so long as we are guided. To Allah is our return, and He will inform us of what we have done. O you who believe, O you who believe in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, concern yourselves with yourselves. Concern yourselves with making yourselves righteous and purifying yourselves from sin. Concern yourselves with doing that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded you. That which would get you closer to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That which will lead you to the Jannah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stored up for those who believe in Him. Concern yourselves with staying far away from sin and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Concern yourselves with staying away from that which will lead you away from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Concern yourselves with staying away from that which will lead you to the hellfire. Concern yourselves with doing what is right and staying away from what is wrong by holding fast to the book of Allah and the sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because those who have gone astray cannot harm you so long as you are guided to Allah is your return, and He will inform you of that which you have done. O you who believe that you will have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of resurrection, concern yourselves with yourselves. Concern yourselves with advising one another to do that which is good. Concern yourselves with encouraging one another to do that which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has commanded us. To advise one another to come to the masjid and to establish the salat. To advise one another to pay the zakat. To advise one another to come to the masjid to learn the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to advise one another to practice Islam. To advise one another to spend their wealth for the sake of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. To advise one another to all that which is good. To advise one another to stay away from that which is wrong, that which is bad, that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited us. Concern yourselves with advising one another to stay away from ignorance and worshipping Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. To stay away from ignorance and worshipping Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ignorance in our beliefs, ignorance in our statements, ignorance in our deen and our actions. We have to advise one another to stay away from this ignorance and from this sin of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To advise one another to stay away from dividing the Muslim ummah and to causing confusion and chaos among the Muslims. We have to advise one another to stay away from the major sins. We have to concern ourselves with ourselves, because those who have gone astray from the sinners, those who have gone astray from the disobedient Muslims, those who have gone astray from the innovators among the Muslims cannot harm you so long as you have been guided, so long as you hold fast to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They cannot harm you. To Allah is your return, and He will inform you of that which you have done. O you who believe, O you who have entered into the religion of Islam, to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who have left their friends and their families behind in kufr, concern yourselves with yourselves. Concern yourselves with the people of your deen, with the people who are the Muslims. Concern yourself with the Muslims. Be with the Muslims, whatever their colors are, whatever their races are, whatever countries they're from. Concern yourselves with the believers, because those people who have gone astray from among your friends and your families, they cannot harm you so long as you are guided. To Allah is your return, and He will inform you of that which you used to do. O you who believe, O you who have borne witness to La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, concern yourselves with yourselves, with the people of this deen, with the righteous Muslims of Islam. Concern yourselves with them, because those people who have gone astray, the Jews, the Christians, the Afrocentric people, the Hindus, and whoever has gone astray, they cannot harm you so long as you are guided, so long as you do what you have been commanded, so long as you stay away from that which you have been prohibited, so long as you partake in the halal and stay away from the haram, so long as you enjoy what is right and forbid what is wrong. Those who have gone astray cannot harm you so long as you are guided. To Allah is your return altogether, and He will inform you of that which you used to do. O you who believe, concern yourselves with yourselves. Those who have gone astray, whoever they are, they cannot harm you so long as you are guided. To Allah is your return on the day of Yawmul Qiyamah, the day that we were speaking about last week. To Allah is your return on that day, and He will inform you of that which you used to do. He will inform you of all of the good that you did, and He will reward you for that good. He will inform you of all of the bad and the wrong that you did, and He will punish you for that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promising us that He will reward us if we obey Him and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And He is warning us against disobeying Him, and that He will punish us if we disobey Him. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is calling us, O you who believe, concern yourselves with yourselves. Those who have gone astray won't harm you so long as you are guided. To Allah is your return altogether, and He will inform you of that which you used to do. This is the understanding of the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is guidance for those people who believe. And do not misunderstand this ayah into thinking that concern yourselves with yourselves means to be stingy and selfish, to worry about me, and not to worry about anyone else. This is the incorrect understanding of this verse. As Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he explained when he was on the minbar to the people, when he said, أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّكُمْ تَقْرَؤُونَ هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا عَلَيْكُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ مَنْ ضَلَّ إِذَا اهْتَدَيْتُمْ إلى آخر الآية. وَأَنَّكُمْ تَضَعُونَهَا فِي غَيْرِ مَوْضِعِهَا وَإِنِّي سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ إِنَّ النَّاسَ إِذَا رَأَوْا الْمُنْكَرَ وَلَا يُغَيِّرُونَهُ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ وَإِذَا رَأَوْا الظَّالِمَ وَلَمْ يَأْخُذُوا عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يُوشِكُ أَنْ يُعَمَّهُمُ اللَّهُ بِإِقَابٍ مِّنْهُ. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said when he was on the minbar, O humanity, indeed you read this verse, O you who believe, concern yourselves with yourselves. Those who have gone astray won't harm you as long as you are guided to the end of that verse. And he said, you misunderstand this ayah, and you don't apply it the way it should be applied. But indeed I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, If the people see something wrong and they do not change it, and in another narration, if they see an oppressor or a person who is doing wrong and they do not stop him, then Allah would allow the punishment to punish everyone altogether. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is showing us that this verse isn't for ourselves as individuals, to concern ourselves with ourselves as an individual, not worrying about the rest of the Muslims. But that this verse means to concern yourselves with yourselves, to concern ourselves as an ummah, to work together, as Allah tabarak wa ta'ala wants from us, from His statement, O you who believe, concern yourselves with yourselves. Those who have gone astray cannot harm you so long as you are guided. To Allah is your return altogether, and He will inform you of that which you used to do. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu, amma ba'du. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in His Quran, إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاءَ وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فإن حزب الله هم الغالبون. Allah تبارك وتعالى tells us in His Quran, your only friends and protectors are Allah, His Messenger, and those who believe, those who establish the salah and pay the zakat, and you find them bowing down. And whoever befriends Allah and His Messenger and those who believe, then indeed the party, the Hezbollah, they are the successful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us how to be successful in His Quran. And he's showing us that if we concern ourselves with ourselves, and that if we take ourselves as protectors and friends one to another, and to help one another, that indeed the party of Allah is successful. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is commanding us to work together. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Allah says, I command you to work together in righteousness and in taqwa. And I prohibit you from working together in sin and transgression. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in His verse, in His Quran, He is commanding us to concern ourselves with ourselves and to work together in that which is good and not work together for that which is wrong and bad. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a verse, in a hadith that has been authentically reported on him, is showing us an issue that today I want to advise us, rather I want to command the believers that we have to work together in. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا تَزُولُ قَدَمَ ابْنُ آدَمَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ حَتَّى يُسْأَلَ عَنْ خَمْسٍ وَذَكَرَ مِنْهَا عَنْ مَالِهِ مِنْ أَيْنَ اكْتَسَبَهِ وَمِنْ أَيْنَ أَنْفَقَهِ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the two feet of the children of Adam, of humanity, would not slip on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah or the day of resurrection until they're questioned about five things. And that was a khutbah in the past. And among those five things, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, he will be questioned about his wealth. Where did he earn it and where did he spend it? Where did he earn it and where did he spend it? I'm advising, whether I'm commanding the believers, after I ask the believers, where do we spend our wealth? Do we spend it among ourselves, among the believers, or are we spending it elsewhere? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us that all of us would be questioned about our wealth, where we obtained it, and where we spent it. Did we spend our wealth in charity fi sabilillah? Did we spend our wealth building Muslim schools, Islamic schools? Did we spend our wealth living in houses owned by the Muslims, in apartment buildings owned by the Muslims, on streets and in areas where the Muslims are? Do we spend our money with the vendors, the Muslim vendors who are selling the items that they sell? Do we spend our money with the Muslim doctors? Do we spend our money when we buy furniture at the Muslim stores, furniture stores? Are we spending our money to clean our clothes at the Muslim cleaners, at the Muslim laundromats? Are we spending the money that we buy our gas at the Muslim gas stations? Are we spending our money to get our houses painted with the Muslim painters, to get fixed with the Muslim carpenters? Are we spending our wealth among ourselves? Are we concerning ourselves with ourselves? Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has commanded us to concern ourselves with ourselves. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing us that we will be questioned about our wealth. We know that our wealth is not spent with the Muslims. And we know that it must be spent with the Muslims, because Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has commanded us to concern ourselves with ourselves. And among concerning ourselves with ourselves is spending our wealth among ourselves. This isn't just to make the businessmen among the Muslims rich and happy. This is to do that which we have been commanded. We don't have the choice to do what we like with our money. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that blessed us with this money. He is the one that is going to question us about this wealth, and He is the one that wants us to use it to help ourselves. as of today, inshallah, we're advising the Muslims to spend their wealth with the Muslims and not with those people who have gone astray, so that we can taste the success of the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who have gone astray cannot harm you so long as you are guided, so long as you spend your wealth among yourselves, so that we can live the success of the statement of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, الْيَوْمَ يَئِسَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ دِينِكُمْ فَلَا تَخْشَوْهُمْ وَاخْشَوْنِ الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. This day, the day that we concern ourselves with ourselves and spend our wealth among ourselves, this day, those people who disbelieve have given up all hope for your deen, so don't fear them, but fear me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us to fear Him. This day I have completed your deen for you, your way of life for you, and I have perfected my blessing and my favor to you, and I have chosen for you Islam as a deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has completed His deen for us, and He has chosen al-Islam for us, and a part of this deen is, O you who believe, concern yourselves with yourselves. Those who go astray won't harm you so long as you are guided. To Allah is your return altogether, and He will inform you of that which you used to do. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who believe in Him and believe in His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to make us among those who are guided, those who have the guidance that those others who have gone astray cannot harm us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among the believers who concern themselves with themselves. We ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to allow us to spend our wealth among us only. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to prepare us on that day that we have to meet Him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward us for our good and to overlook our bad. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the good in this world and the good in the hereafter, and to save us from the hellfire. Walhamdulillah.